Brethren, there's a cute, lively, inspiring children's song titled Dare to be a Daniel. I won't sing it for you, but striving to be like the Daniel of the Bible or by any good Daniel role models is a great goal for each of us to have. But today, I'd like us to consider an additional good goal, dare to be a Caleb, which is the title of my message today. Dare to be a Caleb. Who was Caleb? And why is he such a good role model for each of us? And what can we learn from his example? That's what I'd like us to consider and cover this morning. There are only a few verses in the Bible about Caleb, but from those verses, we can learn a lot. The first mention of him is found in Numbers chapter 13. So let's go over there. You may already be familiar with the story, so I'll just summarize it and call out things about Caleb as we go along. Numbers chapter 13. In Numbers 13, the Lord tells us that the Lord had told Moses to select men, one from each tribe, to go and spy out the land of Canaan. So Moses selected men who were heads of the tribes, one man from each tribe. And as verse 6 says, he selected from the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. After selecting them, Moses instructed the spies to check out the land, check out the people, bring back some of the fruit of the land, and report back to them. Well, the spies did just as they were instructed. They went and they explored the land and they brought back some of the produce, including a huge cluster of grapes, some pomegranates and figs. And they gave the people and Moses this report, verse 27. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." Then Caleb enters the picture. Verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants." The descendants of Anak came from the giants. "And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." So Caleb had a can-do, nothing is impossible with God attitude. But the other spies, except for Joshua, were catastrophizing. That's a word that John Eliot helped us understand not too long ago. They were exaggerating. They were distorting reality and dwelling on looking at things very negatively. Sadly, the people listened to the 10 spies and the evil report rather than the positive report from Caleb and Joshua. The people murmured and wept, "Oh, if we only had died in Egypt, if we or in the wilderness. Our children, they're going to become victims in the new land. Let's select a new leader and go back to Egypt," they said. Moses and Aaron were shocked by what was happening, and they fell on their faces before the assembly. Numbers 14 and verse 6. This Numbers chapter 14 and verse 6. "But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Moses, too, as we're told in Deuteronomy, tried to calm the people down, telling them, do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you. But they wouldn't listen to Caleb, Moses, Joshua, or Aaron. At that point, God had enough, and he threatened to destroy Israel and make a great nation out of Moses' descendants. But Moses was humble and interceded, and God listened, and he was merciful. Verse 20, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has fully followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. So God informed the people through Moses that because of their rebellion, they would be punished. They would have to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until that whole generation died out. And the children that they claimed would be victims, actually God would bring into the land that they despised. When the people heard God's judgment, they changed their tune, decided they'll go up after all, but it was too late. They tried to invade the land on their own power, but without God's protection, they were sorely defeated. So the children of Israel turned back to the wilderness and wandered for 40 long years. You know, from all this, we learned some amazing character qualities of Caleb. Caleb could have gotten all excited when he heard the people that changed their mind and wanted to invade Canaan. He could have led the charge saying, great, you finally see it my way. Come on, let's go. Let's go into Canaan. But he didn't do that. How do we know? Well, he didn't die in the plagues and he didn't die in battle. No, Caleb didn't have a part in the rebellion. God said, go in one direction. And Caleb said, go, let's go. God said, go in a different direction. Caleb complied. He wasn't rebellious. But imagine his disappointment. Imagine if you were Caleb and you were ready to enter the promised land. And then you're told, no, go back into the wilderness, 40 more years. But amazingly, I mean, he was ready to go, but because of societal sins, he had to suffer along with everybody else. And even more amazing still is, despite all that long period of time, he didn't get bitter, did he? True to his word, God allowed Caleb and Joshua to outlive their generation and make it to the promised land. But Caleb clung to God's promises. Let's turn next to Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 14, and we'll read verse 6. That's Joshua 14 and verse 6. This is after they've entered the promised land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. Let me just stop there for a minute. Caleb's father was called a Kenizzite. The Kenizzites apparently were a foreign people who aligned themselves and became part of the tribe of Judah. It's amazing that foreigners can display such faithfulness. And yet we have other examples, of course. Think of Rahab and Ruth, for example. Continuing with Joshua 14:6, Caleb, speaking to Joshua, said to him, You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as when it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot is trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. So Caleb was promised great blessings for his faithfulness. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am, this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. We won't turn there, but Judges chapter 1 and verse 20 tells us that Hebron was given to Caleb, and he expelled from there the giants, the three sons of Anak. Brethren, Caleb trusted in God. He didn't fear the giants that he had to face. I like how Mr. Steve Myers, not too long ago in a recent Home Office Weekly update, explained how to deal with the giants in our lives. Put it in my own words, but if we compare the giants to ourselves and our strength, they're going to look huge, aren't they? But if we compare the giants to God, they will shrink to size, if you will, shrink to the puny size they really are. Caleb set a remarkable example of faithful obedience to God. God said Caleb had a different spirit. He had a servant's heart and wholly followed the God of Israel. Caleb was blessed for his good attitude and obedience. And God will bless us too if we faithfully follow him with our whole heart. The Bible teaches that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and all our strength. We are to keep God's commandments and testimonies and seek the Lord with all our heart, our whole heart. And when we seek him, we will find him when we seek him with all our heart, as we're told in Jeremiah 29:13. If we fully follow the Lord our God, we will be blessed, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Brethren, Caleb wholly followed the Lord his God. He didn't let long periods of waiting discourage him. He didn't let this world and all its evil drag him down. We must not give in to this world and let the world, the sins of this world, drag us down. We must not give in to the peer pressure of this world. You know, even at this, especially at this time of the year, the world desperately wants us to conform to its will and its ways, but we mustn't do that. We must be willing to enthusiastically go God's way and maintain our zeal and our loyalty to our Lord and Savior. We must remain faithful to God and dare to be a Caleb.